One more time now on Inside Agriculture. In the previous segment, we talked about all the uncertainty in the grains and the cattle prices, but there is one thing that is certain for 2026. Input costs will be higher. Nathan Kappas, a family farmer from Stanwood, Iowa, provided testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee recently on how fertilizer and seed costs are putting pressure on his farm's balance sheet.
I was trying to convey that our input costs have elevated continually. We're having a hard time finding a profit on our farm. We don't have any negotiating power in some areas, and it's time to take a look at that and what the reasoning is behind that. Things are pretty tough on the farm right now.
Kappas said he's assessing whether their family's business model is still viable.
Does it still work? My wife works on the farm full time, and we're trying to figure out if we can adjust that to keep that in place. And we're certainly trying to be bare minimum users of certain inputs. We're putting some more risk on the table in our farm by pulling some fertilizer back.
Kappas encourages all farmers and ranchers to tell their story to lawmakers.
Well, if you don't tell it, somebody else is going to tell it for you. So you need to pick what narrative you want. I know what's going on my farm, so I need to tell that story. So for me, my first step getting involved would be to reach out, get involved in my local farm bureau, get involved in something local with the folks in your county, and you can pick how involved you want to be at that point.
Again, Nathan Kappas, Iowa farmer. John Appel, Vice President of Category Management with the Farmers Business Network, says some products will see greater price hikes than others.
Products like S-metolachlor, clethidim, dicamba, those will be subject to the maximum amount of tariffs. There's no exemptions or anything like that. And also products like 2,4-D is not only subject to significant tariffs in China and India, but also anti-dumping and countervailing duties from a Corteva lawsuit last year. And so this significantly impacts the price of 2,4-D. And we've seen that play out throughout 2025, that the cost of that product has significantly increased in the market.
Appel says farmers must be finding ways to conserve spending.
One is to do their homework and, you know, shop for different chemical options, build crop plans with generics as an example. You know, another one would be to preserve cash through low interest financing or no interest financing. And so there's a number of different ways, a number of different strategies that could be deployed here.
That's FBN's John Appel. This is Inside Agriculture. Thank you for listening today. Have a great day. If you've been listening on the FM side, now enjoy some of the greatest country music of all time. For those of you on the AM side, stick around for the only station that does nonstop farm news. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, right here, same time, same station.